Pennsylvania has been a leading state in the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program when the Trump administration froze the $5 billion federal initiative, prompting a lawsuit from 16 governors and attorneys general, including Governor Josh Shapiro. From our news partner, the Pennsylvania Capital Star, Peter Hall says the decision in that case means the program will resume, but with fewer public protections.
The Commonwealth was in line for more than $171 million in federal funding over 5 years to build charging stations across the state through the program known as NEVI. Just $3 million had been spent to construct 20 stations when the Federal Highway Administration suspended the initiative over what it says were efficiency concerns. With a court order restarting the program, the Trump administration says states have to resubmit their proposals by September 10th. During the hiatus, the process was streamlined. States have more flexibility on where to locate the charging stations, but some key safeguards have been removed.
That was Peter Hall reporting. A report says it is very likely a swatting group made false emergency reports targeting at least 10 universities, including Villanova. Last Thursday, students at Villanova were told to shelter in place for about an hour before the entire situation was deemed a cruel hoax. The report from two anti-extremist nonprofits says the calls resulted in, quote, lockdowns, panic, and significant disruptions to campus operations. According to that report, other schools targeted included the University of South Carolina, Kansas State, and University of Maine.